Welcome to today's edition of Jersey Pulse, your daily audio summary bringing you the pulse of New Jersey. Today, we're diving into the critical issue of school funding reform, mourning the tragic loss of a young student, and gearing up for a spectacular meteor shower. Stay tuned as we also cover a high-speed chase involving a stolen Lamborghini and a heartwarming dog rescue.
New Jersey's school system is in turmoil as the state admits it can't revise the school funding formula this year. Governor Mikey Sherrill's administration is retaining the existing structure while working towards a comprehensive overhaul. The current formula, which has been criticized for causing financial crises in many districts, will remain in place for now. The administration plans to propose improvements by next year as the state faces teacher layoffs and school closures.
In Morris County, the community is grieving the death of Christopher Jeremy Perez Huamini, an 18-year-old student from Dover High School who was tragically struck by a train. The incident occurred near an unauthorized swimming area by the Rockaway River. A GoFundMe has raised over $10,000 to return Christopher's body to Peru for services, highlighting his impact as a joyful and loving individual.
Stargazers, get ready. The Lyrid meteor shower is set to peak on the night of April 21st and into the early morning of April 22nd, offering a chance to see 15 to 20 meteors per hour. With optimal viewing conditions due to a crescent moon, this celestial event promises a spectacular display of shooting stars, marking the first major meteor shower in over 3 months.
A high-speed chase involving a stolen purple Lamborghini Urus unfolded across several North Jersey towns. Stolen from a customization shop in Elmwood Park, the vehicle led police on a pursuit that ended in Hillside after spike strips flattened its tire. The driver was arrested, but the passenger and an accomplice in a separate vehicle are still at large.
In Monmouth County, a dog named Bear was rescued after getting trapped in a storm drain. The Eatontown Volunteer Fire Department and Department of Public Works used a crane to free Bear, who had wandered into the drain during a walk. The rescue was successful, and Bear was safely reunited with his owner, Kristen Aberin.
Generative AI was used to create this audio summary, which was approved by editorial staff and based on stories written by Jelani Gibson, Paige Britt, and Anthony G. Atrino.